Gemara, because there were a lot of different scenarios that come out from the Gemara and from the Rishonim. If you don't have a clarity in each one of the scenarios, it becomes a mass confusion, because every one with any variable, right, it's going to have a different halacha, it's going to be a different case. And we'll try to get into the lumdis of the din of Shutvis Yisrael Va'akum as well. So the Gemara talks about a case of Hano Amorikoi Da'ovi Kochovim Noki Bishabso the Yisrael Bechad Bishabso. Right, so they had, there was Shutvim in the field, and the guy worked on Shabbos, and the Yisrael worked on Sunday. Right, that was his day to work. So also the Kamei the Rava Shara Luhu, and Rava said that it's muta what they're doing. Right? It's muta what they're doing. To have the, now this was a shutfis where there was shutfim, total shutfim. Rashi says there are arisim, but it doesn't matter. There were arisim b'shutfis, or there were shutfim that they owned the gufa, they owned the gufa karka. And the key point over here is that the malacha was mutal al shnehem. In other words, both of them, there was no arrangement, there was no tanai that the goy has to work one day and the Yisrael works a different day. They were both supposed to work all of the days, right? So but happened to be that the goy worked on Shabbos, and the Yisrael is not going to work on Shabbos. He worked on Sunday instead of Shabbos. And they came before Rava, and then they wanted to split the profits, and they came before Rava, and Rava said, "It's what you did is muta." Eisei Ravina l'Rava Yisrael v'Kachovim shekiv l'sada b'shutzis l'yoyma Yisrael l'Kachovim tol chel kachov b'Shabbos v'ani b'chol im hisnu mitchila muta. And then v'involv b'cheshbin also. There are three cases in this brisa, right? A case where they're shutfim. Right, the shutfim, and then when it comes time to divide the profits, right? So the Yisrael says, "You take the profits of Shabbos, and I'll take the profits of Chol." Right. So then, because the goy worked on Shabbos, the Yisrael worked on a day of Chol. So that's going to be also. Rashi explains why is it also. Lo yoyma Yisrael tol ato chelkecho b'Shabbos. Because the guy then is a shliach of the Yisrael. In other words, if they were supposed to work each and every day, right? And so the guy on Shabbos it's mutol olav to work half a day, and the Yisrael is mutol olav to work the other half a day. But instead, he says to the guy, "You work the whole day of Shabbos, and I'll work the whole day of Sunday." So that extra half a day that the goy is working is really for the Yisrael. Because that was the chiyuv of the Yisrael to work that half a day. That's the way the shutfis works. It's a partnership, right? So he's really a shliach of the Yisrael. And therefore there's an issa of of shlichus. This again is Rashi l'shitosoi, right? That we saw this was pointed out when we discussed the lomdis. And Amir Liakon shows Rashi mentions constantly in this sugya that the guy is a shliach of the Israel, right? So that's going to be also im hisno mitchila muta. Hisno mitchila means kodem. Rashi says kodem shahuto olav. Before they entered the partnership, when they were about to enter the shutfis, they made a tnai. They stipulated, right? They stipulated that the guy is going to work on Shabbos, and the Yisrael is going to work on Chol. So it was never mutal, there never was a chiyuv on the Yisrael to work on Shabbos. This is the partnership. The partnership is Goy, we'll see, is an owner on Shabbos, and the Yisrael is an owner on Sunday. Right? So therefore, it's not mutal olav, so the Goy is not working as a shliach of the Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. Muta the holokibel ale Yisrael avoda de Shabbos. The eino evikachovim shlucho. He's not. He doesn't have the chiyuv to. Yisrael doesn't have the chiyuv to work on Shabbos, and therefore the goy is not the shliach of the Yisrael when he's doing the work on Shabbos. Then we have a third case. Imbol b'cheshbin lechebcheshbin osa. And here there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn. Let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi learns bol b'cheshbin is not going on the case of hisnu. where they made a tnai. It's going on a case where they're working stam, they're shutvim, they're total shutvim, without any kind of stipulation, right? And then what happens at the end of the week or at the end of the month, they make a cheshbin, they make a calculation how much was a profit there was on Shabbos and how much profit there was on Sunday, right? And then what happens? And then the Israel tells the guy, well, there was $100 profit on Shabbos, $50 profit on Sunday. They made that calculation, and then what do? Let's divide it equally, right? Each one gets $75. Not that you get 100, the guy gets 100, Yisrael gets 50, right? That's if they would have made hisnu, if there would have been a case of hisnu. So the guy is the owner on Shabbos, he gets all the profits of Shabbos, bein rav bein ma'at. And Yisrael will get all the profits on Sunday, bein rav bein ma'at. This is not going on the case of hisnu. This is going on the case of stam, Rashi says, right? Stam. And therefore this is going to be also. Why is it also? So Rashi says also the schar Shabbos u'noitel the goli dait adori kachavim shlucho hoya. Because when he says let's divide the profits equally of Shabbos and Sunday, what's that really saying? That's really saying that you were my shliach on Shabbos to do the avodah, right? I was your shliach on Sunday to do the avodah, right? And therefore we should divide the profits equally. So Rashi says over here, he brings in the concept of schar Shabbos. You know what schar Shabbos is, right? You're not supposed to earn profit based on work or based on anything that was done on Shabbos. If it's a schar Shabbos. So the very fact that he mentions that this amount, right, bo becheshvin, this amount, $100 was earned on Shabbos and $50 on Sunday, let's divide it equally. Right, so there is, Rashi says, there's a schar Shabbos there because the Israel now is getting, right, part of that money, part of that profit that was earned on Shabbos. And moreover, goli daito dorik achavim shluko hoya. Why is he getting that chelik of the schar Shabbos? Because he's showing that the goy was his shliach to work on Shabbos. So that's why it's going to be also. But Rashi's mentioning two different concepts over here. The concept of the Issa Mitzad, the Schar Shabbos, and also the Issa Mitzad, the Shlichus. Very, very important, as we'll see a little later on. So Mimela, the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rava, how could Rava be Matir? In the case where it's Stam, where the Shutfus was done Stam without any stipulation, that the Goy has Shabbos and the Israel has Sunday, how could Rabbi be matir? The Gemara, the Braisa says that it's Asur. So Ichsif, the Sofi Gloy Mil, so the Hisno Meikara Hevu. Rabbi was embarrassed. He felt he made a mistake in his Psaf. And then it turns out in the end that really it was a case of Hisno Mitchila. Hisno Mitchila is going to be Muta. Why is Hisno Mitchila Muta? Why is it Muta? Pashtos, because when they stipulate, this is the nature of the partnership. The guy owns the business, he owns the field, or whatever it is, he owns it on Shabbos, right? Israel is not a partner on Shabbos, and therefore the guy really should get all the profits of Shabbos. And the Israel takes a different day in which he is the exclusive owner on a different day. We're going to see whether that's really the pshat, because there is a chakira on this, how hisnu bitchilo works, right? There seems to be a big machlokes. I just want to finish up the Gemara and then we'll come back. We'll come back to this. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rav Gevia mibei kosel lama hanu shesile de'or lehevu. He says, it was really a different ma'aseh, right? The ma'aseh was not the way the Gemara quoted it. It was, these were workers, they were working on trees of Orla. Ovikuchovim ochel shnei de Orla, Yisrael shnei de hetera, right? So the guy worked the first 3 years during the years of Orla, and the Yisrael worked after that, the next three years. And what happened? The goy ate the peiros from the first 3 years when there were peiros of Orla, and Yisrael ate the peiros of the next 3 years. That was the shutvis that they had arranged. So Ochel v'Yisrael Shnei Dehetera also the Kamei de Rava Sharaluhu. So they came before Rava, and Rava said that it's going to be Mutter. What was their Shaila? What was the Shaila? So Rashi explains Sharaluhu Dehetera Goma Hava. The Afa Gav the Kiblua Yachad Lechatchila va'Omalo Yisrael Heyeyata Oyve v'Gibel Shonim Halol v'Ani Gimel Achreim Ein Kan Isa Shlichus. Over here, there's no Isa Shlichus. Shlichus is Shayach by Shabbos. Over here, by Orla, working on the Paris of Orla, on the tree of Orla, there's no Issa, even for the Israel to work on the tree of Orla. Orla is Nisa Hanoa, right, from the Paris, but to work on the tree of Orla, or even to work on the Paris of Orla, where you're not getting Hanoa from them, so there's no Issa. So, in Kan Issa Shlichus, but Yisrael Nami Shori Lovda. Imishum Achila. So maybe you say, but the Israel really is getting Hanoa from the Paris of Allah indirectly. How? Because the guy is getting the Paris of the first 3 years, the Paris of Allah. Israel is getting all the Paris of the next 3 years, even though they are shutfim in this orchard, right? So maybe we should consider that it's like the Israel is getting Hanoa from the Paris of Orlo, because even though he's not eating them, right, but he's getting Kenegdon, he's getting other Paris, Kenegdon, from the years of Heta. So he says, so Rashi says, Nimsa Nehenri Paris Orlo, Shemochron, Ainzeh, it's as if he sold the Paris of Orlo to his share in the Paris of Orlo to the Goy, and he's getting in return, in payment, the Paris of the years of Heta, Ainzeh Nene. No, that's the arrangement. Whenever you're working, whoever is working, he gets the Paris during those years. So it's not as if the Yisrael should be getting the Paris of Orla and then selling them and exchanging them for Paris of Heta. No, that's the Goy deserves the Paris of Orla because he worked during the years of Orla, and the Yisrael deserves the Paris of Heta because he worked during those years. Right? So that's why it's muta. So then the Gemara asks, how could this be the Maisa? Well, Usve Ravina L'Rava, Ravina asked the Kasha to Rava from the case of Shutfis on Shabbos, right? And the Kasha was going on this case, on whatever the case was, right? That they were dealing with. So Ravina asked the Kasha and Rava, how could you say it's muta? After all, we see that by Shabbos it's Asur. So it doesn't make sense if the case was a case of Orla. So the Gemara answers, L'siyur misayei. He wasn't asking a kasha on Rava. He was misayeya. He was misayeya, the psak of Rava by Orla. As Rashi explains, Midiktoni hisnu lechatchila muta, alma ki leka isa shlichus de malocha shori, afagav de matcha hanoa l'Yisrael, v'hu adin l'Orla. He was bringing a raya from the case on Shabbos where your masneh, where there's a tnai in terms of stipulation, in terms of the partnership, that the goy is the owner on Shabbos and the Yisrael is the owner on Sunday, it's going to be muta. Why? Because when the goy does the malach on Shabbos, he's not serving as a shliach of the Yisrael. So you see, when there's no shlichus, it's going to be muta, even though the Yisrael is benefiting from the work that the goy does on Shabbos. Right? In the Mimela, he has a Hanor. Because now the field is growing, the Paris in the field are growing better. So Hu Adin, La Orla. So this is the same thing by Orla. It's going to be Mota, because by Orla there is no Issa Shlichus. You see that on Shabbos, where there's an Issa Shlichus, that's when it's a problem. If there's no Issa Shlichus, so it's not a problem. So by Orla there is no Din of Shlichus. Right? There is no Issa in terms of Shlichus at all. And therefore, it's going to be Mota. So Ravina was really bringing a proof to Rava, not asking a kasha on Rava. Then the Gemara of Ichsev, but Rava was embarrassed, right? That's what happened in the story. Lahoy Yudvoyim Me'olam. So Rav Gavir says, no, that never happened. He was never embarrassed, because Adarav Ravina was bringing a proof to him. So we have, in this, whatever story happened, we have two different versions in the Gemara. But Mimela, we see the dinim of Shutfis. Right? If there's a stam shutfis, and the Yisrael tells the goy that you take, they're both mechuyev, it's mutol aleihem, both of them to work on Shabbos, and the Yisrael tells the goy, you work on Shabbos and take the profits of Shabbos, I'll work on Chol. But they didn't do that at the beginning of the Shutfis. They did that later on. So the Shutfis was a Shutfis in which it was mutol al shnehem to work on Shabbos. That's a problem. Im hisnu mitchila, right? Before, when they entered the Shutfis, they stipulated so that Goy would be the owner on Shabbos, Yisrael would be the owner on Chol, right? On one day of Chol, connected that day of Shabbos, so that's going to be Mutar. Bo Becheshvin is going to be also. Rashi learns Bo Becheshvin is referring to a case of Lo Hisnu. What would Rashi hold if it was a case of Hisnu? If it was a case of Hisnu, where the Goy is the owner for Shabbos, Yisrael is the owner for Sunday, and the rest of the days of the week, they're both Shutfim, equal Shutfim. And then it was Hisnu, and then Bo Becheshvin, Yisrael comes to the Goy and says, look, on Shabbos, you're the owner for Shabbos, you made $100 on Shabbos, I made $50 on Sunday, let's split it, each one gets 75. What? It's fine. Tosa says it's fine. Pashtus Rashi would hold also that it's fine. Why? Why is it fine? There was a Tanai, so but why are they sharing then 75? If it's a Tanai that the Goy is the owner on Shabbos, he should get the whole $100. So what are they doing? Why is it fine? He's giving him a matana. They're agreeing to share afterwards. It doesn't uproot the original Tanai that they made. The Goy is the owner on Shabbos, Yisrael's the owner on Sunday, and now, since they're friends, they're partners, they want to share equally. There's nothing wrong with that. Who says there is something wrong with that? What? No. Who says there is something wrong with that? Who learns differently than Rashi, and they learn that the case in Bo Becheshbon is also going back on Hisnu, the Ravid. The Ran quotes the Ravid, that the Ravid learns it's going back on the case of Hisnu, and the Gemara is saying in Bo Becheshvin, and even though it was Hisnu, it's going to be Osur. In other words, they made a stipulation: the Goy is the owner on Shabbos, Yisrael is the owner for Sunday. But they made a stipulation, but then afterwards they share equally the profits of Shabbos and Sunday. The Ravid says that's going to be also. Why is that also? Why is it also? So the Ravid, the Ran quotes this Ravid towards the end of the suya. The Ravid says it's also because ishtakach the kolah haluka hoya haroma bialma. What kind of partnership is that? You're the owner on Shabbos, I'm the owner on Sunday, but they make a cheshbin and they divide it equally. That shows that the whole thing was a deception. The whole thing was not a reality. The whole partnership, Shabbos and Sunday, that division, it's not a reality. So it uproots. It's megale. It's megale. It reveals that there was really no division, no tnai mitchila. That whole tnai was just words bialma, right? It was not, but it wasn't real. Rashi learns the pashtus of Rashi, and Tosis certainly says this. Then hisno mitchila, and then the dembo becheshvin. They want to divide Shabbos and Sunday equally. No problem with that. You're giving a matana, right? I'm willing to give you a matana, right? But the Ravid learns if that's what they're doing by a case of hisno, that uproots the whole hisno, and therefore it doesn't work. And that's why Rashi said that the case of bo becheshvin. Bo Becheshvin is not going on Hisnu, but on Hisnu it should work. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't learn that way in Rashi. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that Rashi would agree in principle to the Ravid that if the that Bo Becheshvin would also be Asur in the case of Hisnu. He's not arguing on the Ravid. It's just that Rashi is explaining the case of Bo Becheshvin on the case of it's going on the case of Lo Hisnu. It's going on the case of Lo Hisnu, but in Din he would agree to the Ravid. But Tosis for sure says that the last Tosis on the Daf, short little Tosis, says vada im hisnu mitchila muta bechol inyan. Im hisnu mitchila, it'll be muta bechol inyan, even if it's bo becheshvin. Okay, so how does this hisnu exactly work? Right. Now we have one more Gemara, then we'll get to some of the lumdis. The Gemara, the last Gemara of Yibayelahu Stomamai. What's that case? Shekiblu Stam, the Osu Stam, Avikachovim, Bishabas, Yisel, Becha Bishabas, Loyoma Yisel, Meyelam, Tola Toyas, Ashabas, Ani Bechol, Maulachluk Stam, Bishov, Loyaski, Yisrael, as Ashabas. Right? This is a case of Stam. They entered into a total partnership. Right? The Goy worked on Shabbos, the Yisrael worked on Sunday. Right? And then what happened when they made the division? They didn't say, how much did you make on Shabbos and how much did you make on Sunday and let's divide that equally. What they did was Stam. They divided everything equally. They didn't mention specifically Shabbos. Whatever profits were made over the course of the week or the month, right? They divided that equally. But no mention of Shabbos. This is how much was made on Shabbos. This was how much was made on Chol. So what's the din in a case like that? So the Gemara says, Toshma, im hisnu mitchila muta, hastoma asa. Right? It says in the Raisa, hisnu mitchila is muta, but otherwise stam is going to be asa. As long as there was no stipulation from the beginning in dividing the partnership, it's going to be asa. So therefore, this case of stam is asa. Eima seifa, imbol lecheshbin asa, hastoma muta. Right? But the Sefer says, in Bolacheshba means that he said, this is how much was made on Shabbos, this is how much was made on Sunday, and let's divide that equally. Mashma, if they don't mention Shabbos, it's only Stam, so then it's going to be Muta Elmi Holek Ola Mashma Mino. So Gemara comes, there's no conclusion in the Gemara, right? Because we have contradictory diyukim, right? So Rashi says, "In bol lecheshbin, hiskalo Yisrael shel Shabbos veosa chalukah vegoli daite deshluchehu." If you're mentioning Shabbos, right? This is the amount you made on Shabbos, and this is the amount I made on Sunday. Let's divide it equally. So that's also why is that also? Rashi explains because there's a gilui das that he's the goy is the shliach of the Yisrael, right? That's why they're dividing it equally, Shabbos and Sunday. Right, so that's bol becheshbon. Hastoma, that bishas chaluka stamut. Stoma is at the time of the division of the prophets. There's no mention of Shabbos. It's stam, and they divide it. They divide everything equally. Right, so that's the shaila of the Gemara, and it's nabaya dola yivshito. So the question is, how do we paskin? How do we paskin on that abaya dola yivshito? What? Machlokes Rishayim. Machlokes whom? The Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh paskins Lekula because he says Safik Rabbanan Lekula. And the Rambam paskins Lechumra. Rambam paskins Lechumra, meaning that you cannot divide everything. See, according to the Rosh, you can do this. You can divide everything Stam. Right? They add up all the profits for the whole month and then they divide it equally. It's only in the case of Bol Becheshbin where they made a Cheshbin and said, this is the amount for Shabbos, the profit of Shabbos, and this is the profit for Sunday, so then that's going to be a problem. But if it's done, that Bishas Chalukah it's done, it's going to be Muta because Safik Drabbanan Lekula. Masha Enkein, according to the Rambam, Rambam Paskins Lechumra. And you have to understand why the Rambam paskins lechumra. That's an issue that we'll have to deal with. That the Rav Shulchan Aruch really deals with that issue. But let's go back. Okay, how many scenarios do we have then in the Gemara concerning shutvis on Shabbos? There are four different scenarios in the Gemara. Right, the first scenario is where there shutvim stam. Right, shutvim stam, and he tells him, you know, you work on Shabbos and you get the. But both of them, it's mutal aleihem for both of them to work on Shabbos. Right, each one is supposed to work half a day, and he tells the guy, you work on Shabbos and get the profits of Shabbos. I'll work on Sunday and get the profits of Sunday. Right, or any other day of the week. So then that's going to be also because the goy is the shliach of the Yisrael, since it's mutal ala Yisrael to work on Shabbos. Second case is im hisno mitchila, that's going to be muta, because then it's not muta al Yisrael to work on Shabbos. then the goy is working on Shabbos because he's the owner of the property of the sodeh for Shabbos. Third case in Bol Becheshvin, where they stipulated the profits for Shabbos and Sunday, and then they divided equally. That's also. And the fourth case is Stoma, where they didn't stipulate the profits of Shabbos and Sunday, but they just divide everything equally. That's on Abayit Ali Yishita, Rosh Paskins Lekula, Raman Paskins Lechum. Okay, let's take it step by step now. The Hisnu Mitchila. Right? What exactly are they dividing? When they say the Goy works on Sunday the Goy works on Shabbos and the Israel works on Sunday, right? And the rest of the week they're partners, right? So what is the division that's being made by Hisna Mitchila? And it seems that this is the machlokes Rishonim. The Hakira is, are they just dividing the Chiyuv Avoda? That what is mutal, it's only the chiyuv avoda is now on the, they're not dividing the ownership of the field, but just the chiyuv avoda, that the goy has the obligation to work on Shabbos and the Yisrael has the obligation to work on Sunday, or is it an actual division in terms of the bailus on the field? The bailus on the field. The goy is the owner of the field on Shabbos, and the Israel is the owner of the field on Sunday. The rest of the days of the week, they both own the field. They're partners, right? Why is this so important? You'll see why it's very important. There is a Ravosh. I just gave you the tshuva of the Ravosh. And the Ravosh has a tshuva about Shutvis, Yisrael va'apul, and he writes the following. Yisrael va'ivik ha'chavim shalachu sada b'shutvis, lo yoymal Yisrael va'ivik ha'chavim, tol ato ha'chelkecho b'shavis, ani chelke b'chol, v'mhisno batchi l'muta, af agav de lo domi l'gamri, de hosam ein al Yisrael mitzuva al shviz ha'sodeyu. They can make the stipulation by a field. V'gam de hosam ha'sode lochu ba'risus, כן שהיסנו מתחילה הרי אקוטי נסחייב בעבוד הססודה בשבוס, אז ישראל נסתלק ממנו, ואין אקוטי שלוחו, ואין ישראל נוסעים בדרך זה שכר שבס. אבל בנידון זה, the case that the Ravosh is talking about is a case where they're shutfim in an animal, in a behema, right? They're shutfim in the behema. And they made a stipulation so they both can work with this behema, they both can plow with it. They made a stipulation that the goy, atnai, that the goy has the behema on Shabbos and Yisrael has the behema on Sunday. Right? Is that going to work? Is that going to be mutar? So the goy will work with the behema on Shabbos and Yisrael will work with the behema on Sunday. Remember, by a behema there's a din of shvisas behemto. If you're the owner, Yisrael is the owner of behema, he cannot allow a goy to work with his behema on Shabbos, right? So what's in this scenario where they're shutfim in the behema, and they make the stipulation that the goy will work with the behema on Shabbos and the Israel on Sunday, is that going to be mutter? Im hisnu mitchila by a field, the Gemara says it's going to be mutter. There's no din of shvisa sodehu. There's no halacha that your field has to rest. Your field has to rest on Shabbos, but there is a din of shvisas behemta. So what does the Ravosh say? So the Ravosh says, Yesh lomar harei benidon zeh harei bechelak Yisraelim b'femis iko akoti mishum shvisas behemta. Shvisas behemta. She yesh lomar dekevin shehisno bozeh mitchila bishas lekichas abehemis harei hu ki'ilo abehemis kenuyos lakuti biyom ha-shabbis vein la Yisraelim chelak vahem uviyom achol kenegdo habehemis la Yisraelim vein lakuti Chelek Bohem. So what is the Ravosh saying? Bailus. It's a din. Hisno mitchila is a din in the Bailus. That on Shabbos, the goy is the bailin, total bailin on the behemah. You're machne your chelek of bailus to the goy on Shabbos, and the goy is machne his chelek of bailus to the Israel on Sunday, right? And therefore, the Ravosh says it's going to be mutar. because it's a din in bialis. It's a din in bialis that he is the goy is the exclusive bialim on Shabbos, and therefore there's no din of shvitzas behemta. No din of shvitzas behemta, right? Because that's the way it works. He's the mitchila. It's a din in the bialis. We'll see when we come to shtori mechira tomorrow. Tomorrow or Friday, we'll see a shtar mechira on a store, on a company, right? We'll see how exactly it's phrased in the shtar mechira. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef quotes a ritzva, similar shayla. Yisrael and the goy was shutvim in a behema, right? Shutvim in a behema. So can they make this tonight that the goy will work with the behema on Shabbos? Yisrael will work with the behema on Sunday. So he says he quotes a tshuvas haritzvo nira delo mahani ayidei tnai shiyasnu mitchila. It does not. The tnai does not work by behema. Torah toscha Shabbos and niyatokin echo yomchol mishum desoso chelak al Yisrael osa melocha b'Shabbos veosa mishum shvisas behema. Says it's not going to work by behema because the chelak of the Yisrael. And the behemah is working on Shabbos, and therefore there's an isser of shvisas of shvisas behemta, v'kakosa b'kolbo behedyo, v'zos tshuvas haritzvo. He quotes the ritzvo. This is on side two of the tour. Zos tshuvas haritzvo shesha'al kal Yisrael shiyesh lo imakum sodos b'shutvis u'shvorim b'shvil ha'sodis ein isser. As far as the field, they're shutvim in fields and in behemahs. As far as the fields are concerned, if they're master mitchila, there's no problem. That's the Gemara. Avo machmas ha-shvorim yesh lesa. The other mitzvah al shvisas behemto, ve'eni motzi takono lahati. Why? There's no etza just to make this stipulation for as far as the behemis. Why? Because other mitzvah al shvisas behemto. So how do you make an arrangement that the goy should be allowed to use the behemah on Shabbos, and the Yisrael will use the behemah on Sunday? So he says, "Eini motzei takona lahati imlo sheyimkor osam liakum haoris o sheyal velo osam balvo gemur sheyvishus biadakum lo tzion shelo bishus Yisrael im yirtze v'yitzu yiskov adon malahakum." So the only way to make an arrangement with behemah is what? You have to sell the behemah to the goy for Shabbos. You sell the behemah to the goy for Shabbos. It's not your behemah. There's no din of shvisa. It's no longer a din of shvisa. But he says you lend it a halvah gemura. If the goy can do anything he wants with the behemah, he could shake it. He could eat the meat of the behemah. He could sell the behemah. It's a halvah gemura. It's not a shale. It's not that you're lending it to him, but he can do anything that he wants. So he really is the bailim. He's really the bailim on the behemah. But hisno mitchila does not work by behemah. Why not? What's the svar of the ritzvah? What does the ritzvah hold? Well, it's not a din in the bailus. Hisno mitchila is not the vision of the bailus. It's the vision of the avoda, of the chov to do the avoda. So on Shabbos, he's saying it's gonna work because since the whole isser of the shutvis Yisrael va'akum when the goy is working on Shabbos and Yisrael is working on Sunday, but they is because if the chov avoda is mutol al ha-Yisrael and therefore the goy is the shliach of the Yisrael. But if they make a stipulation that there is no chov avoda on Shabbos on the Yisrael, so then it's going to be mutol because then the goy is working on his own. He's not a shliach of the Yisrael. Okay, so that's the this is machlok is the revosh and the ritzva, exactly how hisna mitchila works. There is a chazan ish in Shvi'is. I didn't give it to you. Where's the chazan ish? Just so I'll read you a few lines in chazan ish in Shvi'is. He says that hisna mitchila mota shelo hutal avoda Shabbos me'olam al Yisrael. Chazanish in Zroim, in Shvi'is. So he talks about this sugya because it's no get to Orla. So he talks about the sugya of Shutvis. So he says, Hisnu mitchila moto, shelo hutal avode Shabbos me'olam al ha'Yisrael. There was no chiyuv, there never was a chiyuv of avode Shabbos on the Yisrael. Afagav da nochi mishtavi the Israel shutvo la avo b'shabbes avodas b'shabbes mahani legidol aperish of Israel yeshul shutvos behem. I'm reading oris arisusei ko'avi. So this the point is the Chazon Ish is like whom? What? Like the Ritzvah. He's saying that the hisno mitchila is a din in the chayvas avoda, where it's not mutal on the Israel, and therefore the goy is not a shliach. Is not a shliach of the Israel. Okay, that's the. We'll come back to this idea when we come to the Tosis on Tanu. Okay, so we have a machlokes about how hisno mitchila works. Okay, tomorrow we'll see the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin on all of these things with all the details, but I just want to get the whole picture today. The case of Stoma, the last case in the Gemara of Stoma, we have a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam how to paskin. Right? The Ran explains that the Rambam and the Rif paskin l'chumra. How do they know to paskin l'chumra? After all, it's a din derabbanan. So the Ran explains it's based on the two lashonis in the Gemara. According to the first lashon in the Gemara, we see that it's that on Stoma we paskin l'chumra. The whole sofek of the Gemara about Stoma was only based on the second lashon of the Gemara, Rav Gevir. But according to the first lashon of the Gemara, since the case over there was a case of Stoma, and Rava said it's mutter, and Gemara asked on Rava, why should it be mutter? It should be also when they divide, when they're dividing it equally. And the Gemara answered, because it was hisno, it was really a case of hisno mitchila, but otherwise Stoma would be also. So that's what the Ran says. That's how the Rambam knew the Paskin l'chumra. So therefore, according to the Rambam, in a case of Stoma, right, what happens? What does the Rambam say? In a case of Stoma, what happens? Also, what does that mean? Also, what do they do? So the Rambam says, "Hamishtatif." This is on page 76. Hamishtatif v'manochu v'mlocha o bischeira o bechanus shutvis in melocha schira or a store im histo batchila sheyeschar shabbos lanochu levado. So the Rambam says, right, if they weren't master Vatchila and now they add up all the profits and they want to divide it, so what do you do? What do you do in a case like that? So he says that the goy takes all the profits from Shabbos, and the rest of the profits of the week they divide equally. Right? And if there's hisno batchila, so then he could give a maton. But in lo hisno batchila, so then the goy has to take all the profits of Shabbos, and then the rest of the profits of the rest of the week they can divide. So the Rambam paskins l'chumra. According to the Rosh, what would you do in a case of Stoma? Since we paskin l'kula, you could take all the profits of the Shabbos and the weekdays and divide them equally. But according to the Rambam, right? Since we paskin l'chumra, profits of Shabbos have to go to the goy. And then the Rambam says in the next halacha, im lo hisnu avo lachlok aschar v'lo hoyes aschar Shabbos yadua. Let's say they don't know exactly how much profit was earned on Shabbos. They didn't keep a good cheshbon, right? So what do you do in a case like that? Since the Rambam paskin is that all the profits of Shabbos without hisnu batchila have to go to the goy. So what do you do? You don't know what the profits of Shabbos were. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Yiroi Ali Shanochri Notel Levado Shvius Aschar Vashor Cholki." You assume that the prophets of Shabbos were one seventh of all the prophets, right? And he takes 1/7 of all the brothers, and then they divide the rest, right? But that's the Rambam paskening luchum. Yeah.
And he says that across the board, because I was wondering whether, for instance, I think coffee bean is the best example of this halachic problem, where most of their money they make is probably.
So that we'll see tomorrow. What happens if most of the money is made on Shabbos? Shabbos is the biggest day in many businesses. Shabbos is the biggest day, right? So what do you do in the case? What do you do in the case like that when you have a shutfus with a goy? I don't know what coffee bean is closed. Well, I don't know. No, coffee bean in my neighborhood is closed on Shabbos.
Oh, really?
In Ankara. I think that what? No, the other coffee beans I think are open on Shabbos. I don't know what kind of arrangement they make. But we'll talk tomorrow. We're going to talk more halacha l'maisa about you own a store, right? The shutfis with the guy, how you do, how it works out, how to work that out. So what's the hezbin the machlekes between the Rosh and the Rosh and the Rambam? So the Rav Shulchan Aruch gives a hezbin. Rav Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav gives a hezbin, which really is very essential in understanding what is the nature of the isur of shutfis Yisrael va'akum. When they were not master batchila, what is the reason for the issa? And this will lead us into the Tosfos also, and we'll see how the explanation of the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says in Siv Vav, Rav Shulchan Aruch, by the way, is an incredible, not just a sefer for Psak Halacha, but to understand there's so much lumdis and clarification of the sugyas in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Especially these sugyas, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, you see in the Kuntres Achron how much he has, and you know Kuntres Achron is his perush that he wrote with the sources and a whole discussion, a lot of the lumdis. But so he explains what the machlokes is over here between the Rosh and the Rosh and the Rambam. Imlo hisno batchila b'shon shenishtatvu v'gamacha shenishtatvu loy omara Yisrael lahanochri sheyisasek b'shabes uyisasek keneged zeh yom echod b'chol. They made a shutvis. The goy works on Shabbos. The Yisrael works on one day of the week. And they didn't say you're working on Shabbos and I'm working kinegdo on one day of the week, and therefore you take the profits of Shabbos and I'll take the profits of chol. Im acha kach nisratza hanochri lachlo imo. If now they want to divide the profits equally without mentioning Shabbos, that this is the profit of Shabbos, this is the profit of Sunday, and they're just dividing all the profits equally, yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. The matirim is the Rosh. Yesh matirim cholakim olstam yesh matirim sharei ein kan isa mishum schar Shabbos kem shenot lo v'havlo im shor hayomim. So what's the hezbit he's giving in the Rosh? The isa, the problem is if they'll divide, the Yisrael will say you're $100 profit of Shabbos, $50 profit of Sunday, let's divide it equally. That means that the Yisrael is getting what? Schar Shabbos. He's getting schar profit that was made on Shabbos. So this is the rabbanon for Israel to get schar Shabbos, right? And that schar Shabbos is clearly schar Shabbos, not b'havlo. The din is that schar Shabbos b'havlo, the schar Shabbos comes together with schar of other days of the week. It's b'havlo. It's muvlo. It's swallowed up into the other schar. So then there is no issa schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is only when it's not b'havlo, right? That you're getting something that profit or a schirus, a rental that was earned, that was made just on Shabbos itself, and it's not part of a larger sum. So he says, though, if they're dividing all of the profits equally without mentioning the totals, the amounts of Shabbos, so then what is that? It's Schar Shabbos be Havlo. So Mimele, you understand that what's the Issa if they mention the profits of Shabbos and the profits of Chol and they divide it equally? The problem is Schar It's a problem of Schar Shabbos. V'yesh oisim, right? So over here, though, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter because this is the psak of the Rosh. We go lekula and we say that this is view. We view this as a Schar Shabbos. V'havlo. V'yesh oisim. Ella, that's the Rambam. El yoniach lahagoy ischar kol ha-shabosis. V'imein schar ha-shabosis yodur yoniach lo shvi es ha-schar. Asher yachlo gimo b'shove. Shim yachlo gimo kol ha-schar b'shove. V'yihone ha-yisrael mischar Shabbos. Nimso shalom afreya hoyo laha-yisrael. Chelek v'avodas ha-goy b'shabosis. V'hoyo ha-goy ovei b'shvilo. Ki ilu hoyo shlucho. V'cheinikro. How does he explain the Rambam? Can you say that the Issa is Schar Shabbos? Can't say that, because that's a Schar Shabbos b'havlo. So why is Stoma Asur, according to the Rambam? Why do we paskin l'chumra? Not because of the Issa Schar Shabbos. It's because of the very fact that the Israel is sharing in the profits that were made on Shabbos. That's Megaleh what? What does that show? So that shows that that the goy was his shliach on Shabbos. It shows retroactively that the goy was his shliach on Shabbos. Nimso shalom mafreya hoyo la Yisrael chelak ba'avodes ha'goy b'shabboses v'yagoy oved b'shvilo ki'ilu hoyo shlucho. So the isser is because of shlichus. It retroactively demonstrates that the goy was working for him, and that's why the Israel is sharing in the profits of Shabbos, right? When they make the chalukah, but that shows that the goy was really his shliach on Shabbos. So the way the Rav Shulchan Aruch explains the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam, it has to do what is the very essence of the Isser, right? The very essence of the Isser when he says that let's divide equally the profits of Shabbos and the profits of Sunday, right? According, is the Issa based on Schar Shabbos, right? Or is the Issa based on Shlichus? Based on Shlichus. It says, La Halocha, the Ramah, as we'll see tomorrow, in Vechei Niko, that the Mechabe Paschans like the Ramah, Milo, Behefsid Godol, Shoshyeshlis Mochal Sora Rishayim. Right? Behefsid Godol, the Ramah says you could rely on the Svara of the Rosh. But this, more important than the what is the Psak Halocha in this, is that we understand the lomdis, right? What is the nature of the Issa? Is it because of Schar Shabbos, or is it because of Nirek Yishlim? Now Rashi mentioned both. We pointed out Rashi mentions Schar Shabbos and also Shlichus. But Rashi most probably was mentioning both, that through the Schar Shabbos we see that he's a Shliach. The very fact that the Israel is getting Schar, so then we see that the Goy was a Shliach of the Israel. Right, but the way the Rav Shulchan Aruch learns the Machlokes is the Rosh and the Rambam, right? Either the Isser is Chashabis or the Isser is Shlichus. Nirek Yishlucho Shalai Yisrael. Now this has bearing on the Tosis as well. Right? Tosis has a Machlokes between, let's go over to the Tosis, a Machlokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, and then Rebbe Chonin confuses everything. Let's leave the Rebbe Chonin. Right, we'll come to it, but the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. What was the case of the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam? And here the Rosh adds one word that really helps out. The Rosh adds, "Ma'ase hoya b'Yisrael shegova chatzi tanur bechovo me'ovi kachovim echad shelo hisnu mitchila tola tobi shveshabes v'ani bechov." What? Chatzitan. In other words, there was a chov that the goy owed money to a Yisrael. He couldn't pay up cash. So what did Yisrael collect? He collected a tanur. He collected chatzitan. It was this goy was probably a knife. He was a baker. Right? That's why he had this big tanur. And the Yisrael collected half of the tanur. The guf of the tanur. He's the owner of the guf of the tanur. But only half of the tanur. And the goy remains the owner of the other half of the tanur, right? And the and then what happened? What happened? V'hoyo lo leYehudi lito kach v'kach yomim bechelko v'lo ofer kamochin kach v'kach lo hisna mitchila. They didn't make a division. They didn't make a stipulation that Shabbos is the goy's and Sundays is the Israels. Tolato chelko b'shabbos ani chelko b'chol. So what is the din in this case? And now with Gemara we see that by the case of a field like that, where there was no tnai mitchila, what's the din? It's going to be osur. It's going to be osur to say that the you take the profits of Shabbos, I'll take the profits of Chol, because since there was shutvim, the hayu avoda mutol al shnehem. Right, so then the goy is really a shliach of the Israel, or because of schar Shabbos, right? That's what we know now, based on what the Rav Shulchan Aruch said. So what did the Re paskin in that case initially? The Re paskin that it's mutter. It's not like the case of the field. Why is it different than the case of the field? So the Re explains l'domi l'sode d'hocha gabi sode. Right? So he says there's a big difference by the case of the field. When the guy works in the field, there's a shvach for the Israel. The Israel is benefiting from that work that the guy does on Shabbos in the field. By the case of the tanur, he's baking in the tanur. There's no shvach. Now, when the guy bakes in the tanur on Shabbos, there's no shvach for the Israel. There's no benefit for the Israel, and therefore the Re wanted to be matir. It's only by the field that where it's going to be a problem of shutvis, not by the case of the tanur. Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says what? No difference. So hodu lo Rabbeinu Tam. There's no difference between a field or a tanur or a store, for that matter. Who's the Rambam like? Who's the Rambam like? The Re or the Rabbeinu Tam? Right, like the Rabbeinu Tam, because he mentioned Schoira and a Chanus. Right, so it's lav dafka a field. Shutvis is osur in any kind of shutvis, right, that they have, right. And what's the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam? Shlichus, because it's kilo mamid poyal biyadayim. It looks like the goy is the shliach of the Israel, since both of them are shutvim in the guf hatana. So what's the machlokes then, the Re and Rabbeinu Tam? The Re, the Lamaise, Tosis says that the Re was choizer. Chozabo, when he brought a raya to Rabbeinu Tam, that there is no chilo between Tanur and Sode, because Merchotz is like Tanur. And there's a Tosefta that compares Merchotz and Sode bishutvis. Right? So there is a, so the Re was choizer, totally changed his mind. We saw one time Rabbeinu Tam was choizer, like the Re. Right, in the case of, in the case of what? But he wasn't really choizer. He was machmir. Right, he was machmir over there. He didn't change his mind, except according to the way Rabbi Yerucham brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. But the way Taisus calls the Rabbeinu Tam, he was machmir like the Re. And over here, though, the Re chozabo, the Re changed his mind and he held like Rabbeinu Tam. But what was their machlekes? What was the machlekes? Why did the Re initially hold that shutvis by a field is also shutvis by a tanner is mutter? Right. Or for that matter, by a store, shutvis would be mutter. Whereas according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be osur, right? So what's the machlekes? Machlekes is star Shabbos or shlichus. That's what it seems to be. And according to the Re, the isur of shutvis is based on star Shabbos, that the Israel is getting star Shabbos, and therefore when there's a schar, when there's a profit, there's a shvach that comes from the melocha that was done on Shabbos, that's going to be a schar, it's going to be a schar Shabbos, right? Or at least nirek is schar Shabbos, it looks like a schar Shabbos. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, the isur is shlichus, it looks like shlichus, right? And therefore it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a field where there's shvach, or whether it's a tanur where there's no shvach. It looks like your mamid poyal biyodayim, that you're setting up a shliach to do the avodah on Shabbos. Who says this? What? Who says this?
The Beis Yosef gives that difference.
No, it's not the Beis Yosef. It's the Bach.
So it was, I think.
The Bach. Yeah, it's the Bach. The Bach says this. If you take a look on side one, the back. Oh, it says Beis Yoyin. Oh, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It should be the back. It is the back. Bach is always on the left hand side. Not always on the left hand, but on this, it's the Bach. So he says, Riha Yamatir, the Torah quotes the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. And interestingly, the way the Torah quotes the Ri Ha Yamatir Betanya. So the Beis Yosef points out, why did he say Ha Yamatir? That was originally, he changed his mind. Right, and the Rabbeinu Tam asses, and so to the Rambam asses, right? So the Bach says, "Ri hayomate nira the das ri hayso the hod also below hisnu baso the einatam ishum the mechsek ishlucho." It's not because it looks like your shliach. Im ken gam betano merchot v'rechaim mikolameim the mechsek ishlucho. Tam ishum the kevin shechelot hayisel misale ba'osa malocha sha'aku mose b'shabes mistaker. You're getting schar, you're getting a profit, you're getting a benefit from Melech Shabbos of the Goy. So why isn't that a problem, that Yisrael gets all the profits of Sunday, right? Kineged the profits of Shabbos. So he says, that's not a problem of Schar Shabbos. Ein ze Schar Shabbos, ela chalipe Schar Shabbos. That's not Schar from Melocha that was done on Shabbos. That's chalipe Schar Shabbos. It's an exchange, right? The Goy gets the profits from Shabbos, right, from the Tanur. Yisrael gets the profits from Sunday from the Tanur. So that's not Schar Shabbos. That's not a Schar that you're getting from work that was done on Shabbos. That's an exchange for the schar Shabbos that the goy is getting, and that's not going to be awesome. Ein ze schar Shabbos al chalip es schar Shabbos. Af al gav de gam ze osu Rabbeinu Gershin, kama shekasa b'Mordechai perakamid de Shabbos. Rabbeinu Gershin hel chalip es schar Shabbos is also osur. However, ikolameima de ri lo siru leilisa lo schar Shabbos kama osod de chelik Yisrael misalif. The Ri doesn't hold from Chalip Yischar Shabbos, only Mamish Schar Shabbos. So when by the case of a field where it's being improved, that's a Schar Shabbos that the Goy is doing, and therefore the Israel cannot benefit from that. Das Rabbeinu Tam, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? So he says two possibilities in Rabbeinu Tam. Das Rabbeinu Tam, Esher, the Sirlek Rabbeinu Gershon, Dafilu Chalip Yischar Shabbos, Nami Yosur. That he might hold like Rabbeinu Gershon that even Chalipei Shchar Shabbos is going to be awesome. And therefore you need Masna Batchidla.
But that doesn't really fit into the words of Rabbeinu Tam.
What? Doesn't really fit in. No, he's just saying, in theory, Rabbeinu Tam could be holding that way. It's not the words of that Rabbeinu Tam actually says in our Tosis. Inami Sirolei, the also Mishon, the Mechse Kishlucho, the Avalei, Kilo Mami Poal Biyadai, the Gachos of Tosis, the Rosh. Tam Zel, Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Bach says. Tosis and the Rosh both bring down the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam. It's ki'ilo, it's mechse kishlucho, ki'ilo mami po'al liyodayim. Right? So the issa is based on mechse kishlucho. Right? So we see how this machloikes, right, this chakira, right, really can explain the Rosh and the Rambam. Could also, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav uses this idea. And the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just conclude with the Rebbe Elchanan, because I know Rebbe Elchanan confused a lot of people. What did Rebbe Elchanan say in Tosfos? That even by the case of a Tanur, afilo hisnu mitchilo lil Yoel, kemi shekol atanur shel Yisrael hu, v'avalei kemaskia tanuro b'shabes, v'kochovim tol schar tanuri b'shabes, v'zenu li b'chol, לדובי לישראל וכחובים שלא חוסד בשוטפס שיש לו וכחובים חלק בגוף התן חלק בגוף הקרקע. So what's confusing is clarified by the Hagos HaShri when he quotes the Rebbe Elchanan. Rebbe Elchanan is not talking about a case of a tanur that's owned bishutvis by a Yisrael and a Goy. It's not talking about the previous case.
The previous case is being that?
No. It's a different case. It's a case where a Yisrael owns a tanur completely, and the Hagos Hashri says this. Im ein la'ofe ove kachom chelak batanur. He doesn't have a chelik in the tanur. The ofe ove kachovim is using the tanur, right? He has the hishtamshus of the tanur, but he doesn't own the guf of the tanur. So the Rebbe Chanan says, well, if he doesn't own the guf of the tanur, Yisrael owns the guf of the tanur, and he's allowing the goy to use the bake in the tanur on Shabbos, then even hisnu mitchila is not going to work. Even hisnu mitchila is not. Hisnu mitchila only works by the case of the field, where they both own the guf of the field, and now they divide it. They divide it that the goy is the owner on Shabbos, Yisrael is the owner on Sunday. Then hisnu mitchila works. But in the case where the Yisrael owns the whole tanur, and he's just allowing the goy to bake there, and the goy is baking in the tanur every single day of the week. But he tells the guy, whatever you bake in the Tana, all the profits from that baking on Shabbos, you keep, right? That's going to be osa afilu hisnu mitchilo. Why? Why is that osa? So schar Shabbos. So Rabbi Chanan says, that's a schar Shabbos. Because he's telling the guy, look, you're working for me on Shabbos. And on Chol, right? You know how I'm going to pay you? I'm going to pay you by all the profits of Shabbos. You take that as your schar. So really what's happening, that it really those profits accrue for the Israel, but he's not collecting it, right? They should accrue for the Israel, because the Israel is the owner of the tanur, but he's not collecting it. He's telling the guy, you collect it, right? But it's really a schar Shabbos, because the Israel is benefiting from those profits of Shabbos, that now he's using them for payment for the ofer for the goy on Shabbos. I think that's what Rebbe Chanan is. But that's clearly what the Hagos Hashri, how he understood the Rebbe Chanan. It's not a case where the shutfim beguf hatanur. The Yisrael, the Rebbe Chanan says it. The Yisrael is the owner of the tanur. The goy is using it to bake in the tanur, right? And therefore, there's going to be an Isur in a case like this because of Star Shabbos for the Israel. So you see, in the case of Shutvis, there are really two elements that have to be considered all the time. Number one, Shlichus, and number two, Schar Shabbos, the halacha of Schar Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll go over a lot of this in the Shul tomorrow.